This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The recovery in the job market slowed way down last month, according to the Labor Department. That 126,000 new jobs in March was the weakest growth in more than a year. The unemployment rate, meanwhile, stayed flat at 5.5%. Joining us now to make sense of the numbers and the week that was are Cardiff Garcia of FT Alphaville and Lynette Lopez of Business Insider. Hi, guys.
Hi, Amy.
Hey, how's it going, Amy?
So we're going to hear more about the kinds of jobs that were lost a little later on in the show. But Lynette, how seriously should we take this one report today?
Listen, these things happen. Every now and then we're going to get a bad report. One thing that I'm super optimistic about, and it's something that I talk about on the show every single time I'm on the show, and it's that we did see a little bit of wage growth in this report. And it's, to me, the really most important part of the jobs report, and that was positive. So I'm still hanging on here. I think that, you know, the oil and gas prices, that's starting to affect the economy. We're starting to see jobs lost there. And so, you know,
But Cardiff, economists were expecting a lot more jobs. I mean, why the big miss?
Well, it's hard to say, and it seems like we find ourselves in the same position almost every single year where we have a strong finish to the year and then all of a sudden things slow down a bit in the first quarter. So I think Lynette makes a good point, though, which is that there are some signs that this is maybe just a blip, maybe just an aberration. The weather was bad yet again in the first quarter.
Oh, really?
You have a lot of people you have a lot of people saving more money than they had in the past, possibly because they're not sure if the savings they've gained from lower gas prices are going to stick around. That could change as well. It's hard to say. But anytime you're still in a situation where so many people have part-time jobs but would rather have full-time jobs, you still have a long-term unemployment problem, it's worth being concerned, especially since essentially this report confirmed a lot of other economic indicators that were also pretty bad in the first quarter. So it's unclear what's going to happen next, but you know, this isn't a great thing. I hope everybody's paying attention and not being complacent about it.
And yeah, so next question, of course, is what does this mean for what the Fed will do about interest rates, Lynette?
Well, we shall see. I mean, Janet Yellen has been very clear. She's going to wait. She's going to look for wage growth. We still have that despite this crappy jobs number. So perhaps the plan is full steam ahead. But we'll see what she says the next time that she's in public and letting us know what the Fed is thinking.
Cardiff, yeah, you agree there?
Yeah, I do. I don't think that this would be enough to have her change her mind, but I also didn't think that June was a good date for them to raise rates anyways.
Oh,
I think they
agreed.
Were thinking already later on. And so if you look at some of the commentary by not just Janet Yellen, but some of the other Fed members, they thought that the first quarter might come in a little weaker than expected anyway. So my guess is they'll wait for the next couple of reports to see if this is a meaningful trend or just another blip.
So, of course, another big story this week was the framework of a nuclear deal that was agreed to with Iran. So what happens now with economic sanctions? How soon do we see those start to be lifted, Lynette?
Well, we won't know until June when there's actually a deal. So
right.
Until then, I do know that businesses are already starting to talk to each other in terms of like big businesses like auto companies. But again, until the deal is finalized, we're not really going to know. It is a huge opportunity, though, if that market opens up.
Yeah, and yeah, we'll have more on the impact on oil prices later. But, you know, what does this mean for the Iranian economy, which has been just crippled by these sanctions?
Well, I mean, I think it would help quite a bit. Certainly Iran and maybe some of their business partners will benefit from it. The overall global economic impact, the direct economic impact, would probably be pretty small. But the indirect impact, if this contributes to larger geopolitical stability and certainly through the oil markets, that actually could be big. But it would take some time for that to show up. So I think we're going to have to be patient to see what kind of an economic impact this is going to have.
All right. So who you guys have for the final four?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, what? What's going on?
Next question.
All right, we're not bettors.
Not two sports fans here follow basketball.
Can we cut to commercial?
Tom Izzo's team, maybe? You know, who knows?
All right, Cardiff Garcia, Lynette
playing?
Lopez, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thanks, Amy.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Bye.